we just gotta go out and play our game. We gotta play with a sense of urgency. Just play relaxed, and just, you know, we're well prepared. So we just go out there and we execute our game plan. When things get tough, trust that our game plan is gonna work at some point. But we don't have to go out there and play like, you know, in a panic mode. Not at all.
Appreciate it.
All right. It doesn't matter who I see. It really doesn't matter. I don't know. I really don't know.
How do you assess the job they did on you defensively last night, first half and second half?
They did a great job of pushing me out away from the perimeter. When I do my post ups, they would push me off the block, kind of denying sometimes when I'm away from the ball and the ball is coming towards me. So they did a good job in the first half of that, and I expect to see more.
Well, Kerr and Booz are both at off-night shooting, atypical for those two. It could have been a different story, don't you think, if they would have been hitting some of those?
It would have been a different story if I would have hit my shots in the first half. So, I mean, you can say it either way. It's part of the game. You know, you're going to have off nights. It's just a matter of other guys stepping up and you know, carrying the load.
Getting that first one under your belt, how much does that hurt your confidence going into game two?
Well, it's one of those games where you just so eager to get out on the basketball court and play and participate and, you know, try to shut all your critics up. Just excited about being back in the playoffs and, you know, I think you're so over anxious to get out there that, you know, sometimes things don't go your way. But it's good that, you know, we had guys to pick myself up from the bad play in the first half. And then in the second half, I think all of us got it rolling. And we was fortunate enough to come out with a victory. So got the jitters out of the way of the first game, and we should be okay for the second.
How weird has it been to not have your phone ring or your text messages or any of the stuff that you noticed the difference?
Well, I noticed the difference, but I'm so focused right now, it really doesn't really matter.
So how long do you plan to keep it this way?
Until I'm home watching the games, if that's possible.
Great sensation when you woke up this morning, like, you woke up, you got one step of the way, what were your thoughts when you were starting?
Just ready to come to work. Ready to come to work you know, prepare and go over some mistakes that we made in this game and get ready for tomorrow.
How important was the second half for you?
How important the second half for me personally?
And your team.
As far as the team, I think it was very important to show a great character of our team, you know, because we didn't play so well in the first half. But for us to come out so strong in the second half and when things got tight in the fourth quarter, we showed our true character of how good we can be and how strong mentally and physically we can be down the stretch of the game when it gets tight.
I got my head in the ground. Tracy, in the